Here's a sound that many people probably thought they'd never hear again. Like the fountain pen or the film camera, the vinyl phonograph record was thought to be a thing of the past. But not so, says Steve Gritson, who owns a store called Iris Records in Jersey City, New Jersey, and runs 7 record shows across the eastern United States.
It's a glorious time for people who like records.
There are numbers to back him up on that. According to Digital Music News, it's projected that 5.8 million vinyl records will be sold in the United States this year. That's up from only 1 million in 2007. It's still a small segment of the music business. According to Billboard magazine, 2% of all albums sold in the United States are vinyl, but while sales of CDs are falling, sales of vinyl records are up 33% this year.
Everybody releases on vinyl. All the new indie rock groups, you know, whether it's Belle and Sebastian... whether it's the Hold Steady, whether it's Foxygen, whether it's Washed Out, whether it's... I mean, all these groups are hot, new, and young. They release their work on vinyl, and they also include a free download.
And that's in addition to artists who reach an older crowd, who you might expect to be releasing their music on vinyl.
When Paul Simon puts out a new record, he puts out a record.
It's gotten to the point, Gritson says, that
there are not enough pressing plants to produce the amount of records that are desired.
To fill the need, enter companies like Gotta Groove Records of Cleveland, Ohio. Gotta Groove started in 2009, and according to Matt Early, the company's vice president for sales and marketing, it's seen explosive growth.
It certainly is not just us that's seen the explosive growth.
Matt's boss, Vince Sluzars, was a lawyer at a plastics company. He'd been reading about the growing popularity of vinyl records, but it wasn't until the trend literally hit home that he was moved to act.
I believe it was his daughter who got a turntable for a gift and was listening to records quite a bit more, and I think that really made an impression on Vince that, hey, you know, this is real. Young people are buying records, and so this is something I should pay attention to.
Gotta Groove works mostly for small bands who put out their own records and sell them on tour. The bulk of the business, Early says, is geared towards a younger audience. In fact, according to Iris Records' Steve Gritson,
this is a time in history where the past is coming full circle.
Where college students are once again reading liner notes, appreciating album artwork, and grabbing up their parents' old unused turntables to return to the days of getting up at the end of the record and turning it over. Matt Early of Gotta Groove Records says for younger people today, that kind of tangible experience is worth the extra money.
Combining those factors, it just kind of gives a perceived value that spending $25 on a record feels like it's worth it versus spending that same amount of money on a file that you really can't touch or feel.
It remains to be seen whether this is a passing fad or whether, like the stick shift car or the paperback book, the old turntable and spindle is something that will be with us for a long, long time. For VOA News, I'm Richard Paul.
Believe me, it's way too soon to see what's gonna be.